Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and I talk about all kinds of things from your personal and spiritual journey to fun, geeky topics like blockchain and crypto and quantum and AI and everything absolutely in between. So welcome. If you're into it, subscribe, download the podcast, check out my stuff on all the channels, and share, and let's get the message out. Today we're going to be talking about how you are never really powerless, but that sometimes we give our power away, how then to take your power back, and how to feel that you are in your power. What does that feel like? What does that look like from a practical standpoint? And let's dive into that. So it begins with the feeling of powerlessness. And the feeling of powerlessness is one of perhaps, I think, the worst feelings in the whole world, in my own personal opinion. It's my least favorite. Absolutely hate it. But what a human feeling, right? To feel powerless, to feel like there's nothing you can do. Or that you're forced into some particular choice that you don't like. And even if you're forced into a choice that you do like, it can still feel icky and powerless, right? So how do we get into these situations? Well, we get into these situations in all kinds of ways. We give our power away to other people is the most common way that we end up in these situations. So either you give it away, or someone else simply attempts to take your power away. But you have to, at some point, allow that or consent to that. So let's take some examples, because my point is ultimately that your power is yours. And only you can give it away, and you can take it back anytime you want. So let's suppose you're at work, and your boss says, "Hey, I need you to work this weekend." Classic Office Space. I love that movie. So you certainly feel pressured too. They're your boss. You're trying to keep your job. Maybe you're kind of new there. For whatever your reasons are, you may feel like, and you may use words like, "I don't have a choice," or "I'm powerless not to." But the truth is, he only has the power, or she, or your boss, only has the power to make you work weekends if you allow them the power to do that. What if you just say no? What if you're not available? What if it's not in your employment contract? What if you put a boundary up that this is not an option for you? What if you get them used to the idea, just kindly and respectfully, that, "Oh, I'm not available this weekend"? It's really the fear of putting up the boundary that causes us to give our power to someone else. Because I'm afraid to tell you that I don't want to do that. I'm just going to do that. Now, I've just given you the power to order me around all you want. And this can happen in families. This can happen amongst friends. This can happen between a government and its citizens. This can happen between some other government and somebody else's citizens that aren't even governed by that government. I've seen all kinds of crazy combinations. And so you have to ultimately, this is what it comes down to, decide what you will and will not choose to comply with. Because people of all kinds love power, and they will try to accrue as much power as they can, and they will try to exercise that power over other people. So that means everybody around you might, and probably will, I'm not saying every single person necessarily, because a lot of people who are in later stages don't really do this, have no desire to exercise power over other people. But people that are in anywhere from stage one to about stage seven, you can see this kind of behavior. They're going to try to tell you what to do. That's it. People will try to tell you what to do, whether they are your friends or your family or your coworkers, your management at work, some influential person that you like really want to be on good terms with, right? Anybody with a power structure, like at all, anybody with no power structure at all, will try to tell you what to do. Your governments at every level will try to tell you what to do. Other people's governments will try to tell you what to do. And you just have to decide, what's it going to be? What are you going to do? What are you not going to do? And so people, they'll always try to tell you what to do, and you just get to decide. And it's up to you. Now, the fear of that choice is what keeps people from setting a boundary and from exercising their own authority, from standing in their own power. You'll hear that phrase. What is it to stand in your own power? What is it to feel your own power? All that means is you were willing to make your own choice, and you are willing to make that choice known, and you don't care what anybody else thinks. That's what it is. Now, the further you are in your personal journey, and the further you are in your financial journey, which these are always very closely linked. We've talked about that. I got a whole book about it. The further you are with all that, the easier this all becomes, right? Obviously, if you are in a place of financial independence, it becomes really very easy just to tell everybody, well, yes, I understand that's what you'd like me to do, but here's what I'm going to do. And you do what you're going to do. And you get to decide if you're going to comply with that or not. If you're working through those earlier stages, or you're new in your career, if you're fairly young, if you're at a financial disadvantage, putting up boundaries to people is going to be a lot harder for you. It's going to be a source of a lot more fear for you. But if you can practice it, it becomes less scary each time. And what you will find is that putting up those boundaries earns you respect. And that respect brings you opportunities, which only furthers your path. By acquiescing to what everybody else wants you to do all the time, whether it's friends, family, coworkers, career managers, people who could certainly forward your efforts in any of these areas, or even your own governmental entities, by constantly acquiescing to everything they want when it's not something that you want or that you feel comfortable with, you're going to have this feeling of powerlessness. And it feels awful. Why? Because your higher self is trying to tell you, please stop giving my power away. Please stop doing things that in your heart you feel are wrong or that you ultimately don't want to do. Stop giving power to these other people. So how do you take it back? You start setting healthy boundaries. That's it. And I'm sorry that's the answer, because that's the scary answer. That's a terrifying answer, because when you first start to set boundaries, especially if you grew up in a house where boundaries were not allowed of you. Might be triggering some people there on that one. Sorry about that. But if you came up in environments or you spent time in relationships where you setting boundaries was not okay, this is going to take extra practice. If setting boundaries comes fairly naturally to you, then you're probably not even watching this video because you probably don't feel powerless very often. Regardless of your level of ability on setting boundaries, it's just a practice. It's just a skill. So speaking your truth, and always speaking your truth kindly, respectfully. Don't get angry, because fear can make us do that. Fear can make us raise our voices or speak in angry tones. Don't allow that to come in. Just be quite plain and quite happy when you set your boundary. I'm sorry, I'm not available to work this weekend. Maybe John can do it. Go talk to somebody else. You know, try to offer a solution to their problem, but it's not you. Or, I'm so sorry, I can't participate in that. Right? And have you ever heard the phrase, no is a complete sentence? Very, very important. I want to confirm that for you. It is. You don't need to explain yourself to people. But in the beginning, when you're learning to set boundaries, you may feel more comfortable if you throw in a little explanation of some sort. But don't feel like you have to. Work your way out of that to where you're just going, you know what, I'm not going to make it. Maybe next time. But always being kind, having a happy tone when you set boundaries, being considerate to what they're trying to achieve. If they have a legitimate need, can you help them find someone else who could fill that need? You can try that, you know, but hey, talk to this person, talk to that person, here's my recommendation. So that you've given them a little bit of something and they go off in another direction. Practice setting boundaries, because this will bring you a level of respect. Why? Because setting boundaries is respecting yourself, and therefore others will start to treat you with respect, and therefore others will start to bring you opportunities, and therefore you would just go further and further all the time. So that is how we give our power away, and that's how we take our power back. And it doesn't matter who you're taking your power back from, even if it's that governmental entities who may be abusing their power. Same thing. Now that's a big challenge, isn't it? Let me know your thoughts. You can send in your thoughts. You can text me directly at my website. I have started opening up comments on videos on YouTube. You can also reach me on all the platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, now known as X, a little bit on Telegram sometimes. Check it out there. Check out all the different platforms, whatever your favorite method is, podcast, all that good stuff. And you can get all those links at my website, KatherineColleen.com. So what should you do now? Number one, go start setting some boundaries in your life. Go start having that respect for yourself and therefore earning that respect from others. And two, share this content out so that we get this message out there. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next time.